The Green Music Center is announcing its 2024 summer concert season lineup. We take a look at Summer on the Green with Jacob Yarrow, Executive Director of the Green Music Center. Oh, we're so excited to talk about the lineup this year. And there are some pretty big names that people are going to be excited about. What have you got in the lineup?
Yeah, we have a wide variety this summer, even kind of more like broad than usual, but I think some of the highlights, of course, we start off on the 4th of July with our fireworks spectacular featuring the Santa Rosa Symphony, Transcendence Theater Company. We bring together those two great local arts organizations, and there's a kid zone and fireworks. It's always our biggest crowd of the year. And it's actually a tradition at Sonoma State that predates the Green Music Center. So we've been doing it for decades.
Jacob, I checked you out on LinkedIn. You have an education background as well as a music and performance background. What does it mean to be on Sonoma State and bringing education into all this?
Yeah, that's really great, Larry. We are a kind of a little bit of a different sort of arts organization because we're part of a university and specifically part of a state university. So we are really concerned with engaging our students. One of the big activities we do here are student performances throughout the school year, and students are driving a lot of what we do. We're also one of the main public interfaces for Sonoma State. So as the university is a big part of our region, we're one of the main ways the public, if you're not a student here, if you don't work here, if you don't have other connection to Sonoma State, you can come to Summer at the Green, come to the Green Music Center, and be a part of Sonoma State as well.
As we move further into the summer, there are quite a few different acts for people who like all different kinds of genres, from country music to pop. What have you got going on?
Yeah, another highlight I'd turn attention to is we have Colby Calais and Gavin DeGraw coming to the Green this summer. They're coming together, both sort of multi-platinum pop artists, and also known for a duet they did together. So we're really excited. They're going out on tour together this summer, and they'll be here on Friday, August 9th. Another highlight, when it got pitched to me, I was like, well, that seems like the thing to do here in wine country, is UB40's Red Red Wine Tour. I hadn't thought about UB40 until they pitched it, and especially the name of the tour just jumps right out, right? Like, that seems pretty Sonoma County. So we're thrilled to have UB40, the great reggae band, here on Sunday, July 28th as well.
Jacob, I think you booked that for me, so you could just say you did.
I'm
fascinated by...
Listen,
I'm fascinated by this person, Chiquis. Singer, songwriter, businesswoman, author, celebrity, Latin Grammy winner. Tell me about Chiquis. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. So it's Chiquis, La Chiquis. Okay. Is a singer and songwriter, has been on reality television shows, based in Los Angeles, of Mexican descent. And her mother, Jenny Rivera, is also a pretty well-known figure. And she promised her mom that she would branch out from all of the different things she does and focus a bit on her solo career as a singer. And since then, her first album got to number one on iTunes, was certified gold. 5 of the singles on that album were in the top 10 on national radio play. And it continued with another album called Abeja Reina, which means Queen Bee. And it received the Latin Grammy Award for Best Banda Album in 2022. We're really excited to have Chiquis here. Banda is sort of a regional form of Mexican music that has brass and drums and is really high energy, and her music is really special. So we feel very lucky to have convinced Chiquis to come visit us.
One of the more popular events that you do during the summer is Movies at the Green. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we have Movies at the Green, which is only outdoors. Many of our shows are both inside and outside. The movies, we have a really nice big screen and an enormous PA system, so you can bring your own blanket and chair, bring your own picnic. We also have food available to purchase. And we'll have 4 different movie nights throughout the summer, 2 in July, 1 in August, 1 in September, and include, the first one is with Finding Nemo and Finding Dory. We're going to show the great Barbie movie this summer. We're doing a little bit of a Marvel throwback to the original Guardians of the Galaxy. And then at the end of September, we'll show If, which is just hitting theaters about now. And tickets are only $5 per person. 12 and under are free. It's a great partnership we have with Sonoma State Student Involvement. And it's become a really popular way to spend a summer evening.
That's great. And so how are we going to get tickets for the Summer on the Green experience?
Yeah, so the tickets go on sale next week. Our donors and subscribers have a pre-sale. So if you're a donor or subscriber or want to become one, you can do pre-sales on May 7th or 8th. But next Thursday, May 9th, a week from today, a week and 2 hours from today at 10 a.m., the general on sale of season tickets happens. So folks can go to gmc.sonoma.edu. More information will be there at 10 a.m. this morning, and then tickets available at 10 a.m. next Thursday.
All right, that's perfect. It looks like it's going to be a very fun summer. Thanks for giving us all of the details.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle.
That is Jacob Yarrow. He's Executive Director for the Green Music Center.